admit it, when you're driving and hear that sound in your phone indicating you got a text message, you want to see who it's from. But if you're obeying the law, the phone stays out of reach, preferably face down. You wait until the car is stopped and not at a light to resume texting. And if you spend any time on any street, you can see that plenty of people still attempt to send and receive text messages while driving, despite the law and the danger. The Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT, is rolling out the Drive Healthy campaign to give some incentive to people to focus on good driving behaviors. For this, we talked to Thomas Fuller, who is a spokesperson for ODOT Upstate. Hi, Tom.
Hey, Jeff. How's it going today?
Doing well. Thanks for joining us. This is described as an epidemic of distracted driving, and with some research, I understand, from Southern Oregon University to back up the use of the term epidemic.
Absolutely. Last year, the Southern Oregon University research folks put together a great survey of Oregonians and discovered that while 57% of us say we never text or drive distracted when we have passengers in the vehicle, 57%, we don't do it. 75% admitted that when we're alone, we drive distracted. And that really has led to or greatly contributed to a rapid increase in the number of fatalities on Oregon highways. In 2016, we had nearly 500 people lose their lives. And our research into the cause, although you can't make an absolute one-to-one correlation with distracted driving, what we see is people are not staying in their lanes. And the reason for that is not the road. It's not really the conditions. It's really the fact that people aren't looking at the road. They're looking at their phone instead. And so this rapid increase, it got our attention like very few things have in the recent past. And so we've been working diligently to try and find a solution. You know, it's a national problem, right? And we've got a lot of national messages out there. Hey, don't drive distracted. But what we wanted to do was to come up with a campaign that wasn't just filled with sort of the blame and shame, you bad people, don't drive distracted, but also could potentially change behavior. You know, over the decades, we've seen seatbelt use go up incrementally over the years, and Oregon's now most of the time at the top of the nation in terms of seatbelt use. That took decades.
I should point out, too, a little noise that goes on when you don't have your seatbelt buckled.
That's right. And technology has helped remind people that they need to put their seatbelts on. And so my director, Matt Garrett, said, you know, technology helped us to get into this problem, and now technology needs to be able to help us get out of it. So we decided to take a positive approach. That's why we call it Drive Healthy. And that just simply means put your hands on the wheel and your mind on the road. But we want technology to help folks do that. And so Drive Healthy really is at drivehealthy.org. People can get all the information. But what we want people to do is to put together a team of their closest friends, coworkers, other students in their classes, and challenge other people to see who is the safer driver. We have a free app that they put on their phone, and it's created by Lifesaver. They do this. This is what they do in creating distracted driving apps to help people stop it. And then it you would get a score. And if you don't pick up the phone, if you don't unlock it, your score stays really high. And then we've got a leaderboard at drivehealthy.org where organizations can see how they measure up with other organizations. And we even have some rewards provided by Lifesaver and other partners to help people, you know, have sort of incentives to put the app on their phone, join the challenge, join the movement, and let's change the cultural norm around distracted driving.
Tom, I want to come back to some of the figures. First of all, you mentioned it's hard to make a one-to-one comparison. Do we know, though, of the 500 people who died on Oregon roads in 2016, what percentage was some relation to distracted driving?
We can't tell that for sure. That's part of the big problem. We had a task force that met all last year, and one of the areas they looked at was research and determined that it's really difficult to tell whether someone was distracted because the laws protect your phone and your privacy, and unless there was an injury or death, law enforcement can't even look at the phone to see if you were distracted. But we do know that nationally, every 2.5 hours, somebody dies in a distracted driving crash. That's nationwide. And that in Oregon, about every 3 hours, there is a distracted driving crash that occurs. We know that much, but we fear that the problem is actually much worse than that, but it's very much underreported.
Tom Fuller, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's with ODOT, the Oregon Department of Transportation. We're talking about the Drive Healthy campaign at drivehealthy.org to incentivize people to not drive distracted. You can join the conversation on the exchange, maybe share some stories of your own and ask some questions about the process from here forward. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. And of the 75% who do self-report driving distracted, is that strictly cell phone use, or can it be other things like playing with the radio or lighting a cigarette or whatever?
It can be, and there are lots of behaviors that actually cause distractions. And that's partly why we want to focus on hands on the wheel, mind on the road. AAA has done some great research. They're one of our partners in this campaign. And what they say is the real problem is cognitive distraction. So it's not just the phone you're looking at. It's that your mind is on what you're doing, whether it's putting on makeup, eating food, looking at the newspaper, or people have been reading books while they're driving. It's just kind of crazy. But that's where their mind is. And, you know, today with congestion, today with constantly changing weather conditions, with aggressive driving behavior, all kinds of things make it so that if you don't have your mind on the road around you, you are so much more at risk for getting into a serious crash or even dying because you're not paying attention. And so we see a lot more rear-end crashes because people are looking down or they're thinking about something else. They don't realize it in time, so their reaction time goes away. You know, if you read a text, you travel the length of a football field blindfolded, going 55 miles an hour. That, if you just think about that, put on a blindfold and drive the length of a football field. Nobody would do that, but that's what happens every time we look at our phone. And I put the app on my phone right away. I mean, I'm kind of one of the beta testers. And I'll tell you what, Jeff, it completely changed the way that I interact with that phone. I basically don't anymore. And whatever the motivation, you know, for me, it was, I don't want that score to go down. You know, what is this? You know, I'm looking at my score after every drive. So we're trying to find any way that we can incentivize people, whether it's through competition, rewards, keeping that score up, you know, even just I want to contribute. I've talked to so many people now who say, I see distracted drivers every day. I want to help be a part of the solution to the problem. So we want people to go to drivehealthy.org, put the app on their phone, join up with their friends. And that can make a difference. I mean, literally, it can save lives.
I was going to ask you about the sticks before we get into the carrots, because you mentioned the same thing that I could have brought as an anecdote, too, which is that everybody knows somebody says, oh, my God, I see people all the time driving around with their faces in their phones. Why isn't there a sting? Why don't police get on this? Is there an answer for that?
Well, there is. And sadly, we had a Court of Appeals decision a couple years ago that kind of neutered the current cell phone laws, and it made it really difficult for law enforcement to cite anybody for distracted driving. They're still able to do it, but the number of citations dropped dramatically. Now there's a new law. It goes into effect October 1st. And this was one of the findings of the task force, and we worked closely with Representative Andy Olson, Senator Pierre Courtney, in getting this legislation through through this session of the legislature. And what it does is it changes the definition from just cell phone to mobile electronic device. So any kind of, you know, your iPad, anything that's capable of sending and receiving information like that, emails, text, video, whatever. Then we reduce the number of exemptions of people who can do it legally. That makes it easier for law enforcement. Then thirdly, we raised the penalties. Now, for a third offense of distracted driving, you can face a penalty up to $2,000. And that's to show how serious this really is. So that law goes into effect October 1st. We're also creating a diversion program so that if you are cited for distracted driving, you can learn about the impacts and the effects and how you can use tools to help you not drive distracted. And if you go through the diversion course, then you don't have to pay the fine. So we're working on kind of in all areas to try and give more tools to law enforcement, stiffer penalties, but then also provide this sort of positive way of going about it. And we've had lots of interest, like the Eugene Police Department's contacted us. They may try to use Drive Healthy as a diversion for people to get cited in their jurisdiction. So all kinds of ways that we can help people. Because, Jeff, here's the thing. It's an addiction. We're addicted to social media. We're addicted to that connection with people and the endorphins our brains get when we see that text or that post or that like. And so to help break the addiction, we need to replace the endorphins from the addiction to social media while we're driving with other endorphins. Hey, my score is going to go up. Hey, my team's going to win. Hey, I'm going to get rewarded. Hey, I'm doing good for my fellow Oregonians. So that's kind of the backbone of why we're doing this way.
It sounds a little like replacing heroin with methadone, Tom.
Well, if you know, I'll let you put it that way, Jeff, but it's research has actually shown healthy competition is an effective deterrent to addiction. And on drivehealthy.org, we've got a learn page where I go into kind of great detail on some of the research that's been done and kind of the science behind why we did it this way. And it's true, one addiction replacing another, but a positive one versus one that can take your life or the life of somebody else.
We are talking about distracted driving in the state of Oregon. Obviously, it takes place in other states as well, but Oregon is approaching it now with something called the Drive Healthy campaign at drivehealthy.org. Tom Fuller is a spokesperson for the Oregon Department of Transportation, ODOT. You can join the conversation on the exchange, what you think about distracted driving generally. Remember, we only use first names. You can tell us your own personal story if you've been guilty of this, or tell us about the other experiences and what you think about the program as you've heard it so far. 800-838-3760 to join the conversation by phone. Please pull off the road if you're planning on taking part from a car. jx@jeffnet.org if you'd like to send an email. So you mentioned Lifesaver. So this is an off-the-shelf kind of program that you have with Drive Healthy?
Yeah, it really is. We got a small grant from our Transportation Safety Division in order to do this, and we looked around the country for companies that already had an app that helped drivers not drive distracted. And in that competition, Lifesaver was the firm that was chosen, and they're out of California. A couple of guys, great guys, Ted and Mike, and they're passionate about helping their kids and many other families and businesses stop distracted driving. So they modified their app slightly. It's a free app, and you don't have to pay for it. The modification was the idea of this healthy competition. So you can join a group, and then in Oregon, you compete against other groups, other schools, fraternities, civic groups, churches, all sorts of things to see who are the safest drivers. But the app is based on the car's movement. It's all very scientific and technical, but it really does know when you unlock your phone and try to use it while the car is actually in motion. But it's a free app to download. There are other ways you can use the app. If you're a business and you have a fleet, you can actually get dashboards that you pay for, but they give you tons of information about what's happening on in your vehicles in your fleet. And that's something that businesses really need to think about. If you're have somebody that drives for your company, they're driving while distracted and they get in a crash and hurt or, God forbid, kill somebody, where does the liability go? I think that there's a real liability issue that companies need to consider, and that's why we are at ODOT, we are actually using the fleet version of this app to do what we call do not disturb, and that means when you're on the road and you're driving, we're not going to contact you. We don't want you to contact us. We want you to, as you said in the beginning of this segment, put the phone away. It doesn't exist while you're in the car because, as I've said many times, you have one job when you're behind the wheel, and that's to drive.
So the app monitors whether the screen has been unlocked and whether the phone is in motion. Is that the basic what's going on there?
Exactly. Now, there are some things you can do. Like if you set your navigation app ahead of time before you start out, it'll still prompt you kind of outside that lock screen. And if you start music going, that can happen outside the lock screen. So, and you can take a hands-free call as well. So it's not like the phone is completely turned off. It can still be useful. But what we want to do is to keep you from interacting with the phone by touching it, reading what's on the screen, that sort of thing. You can take in audio cues, you can listen to music, you can have a conversation, and your score doesn't get dinged. But if you try to unlock that phone, that's when your score starts to go down. I was in a trip in Eastern Oregon in August, and at one point during it, somehow my phone must have been unlocked as I took off. Because I had this screen violation. I didn't even know when it happened or where I was. And so it's amazing. You just need to make sure that phone is actually locked and the screen is black before you take off.
All right, but you just made a clear point here that you can still listen to music on the phone. You can still use the navigation apps. You just have to set them up before you lock the phone.
Exactly.
All right, let's take a call here. We have Jacob and Eugene on the line. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the Drive Healthy program from the Oregon Department of Transportation with Tom Fuller.
So I appreciate your advocacy for this critical issue, but the average person has around 50 apps on their cell phone, and they only use maybe three of them. And so if I put this app on, it's going to be another app that I ignore or rapidly delete. But let me give you an alternative. We have to keep it simple. And there's four words that I would stress to any driver or someone learning how to drive. Drive with two hands. You know, that's how driving always was, and that's how why it was a lot more safer before cell phones. And the irony is, in this era of cell phones, in the past 20 years, motorcycle insurance and motorcycle accidents haven't gone up for one reason, is because motorcyclists are obligated to use two hands to hold on and to steer their motorcycle.
All right, so two hands on the wheel. Thanks for that, Jacob.
Absolutely.
And so you did say hands on the wheel, mind on the road. Go ahead, Tom.
Exactly. Right. I was just going to say, Jacob, that you're exactly right. We add that mind on the road because of the AAA research saying that it's cognitive distraction that really is or lasts like 30 seconds after you stop touching your phone or reading it. About the app, it operates in the background. I never interact with the Lifesaver app on my phone. As long as I don't unlock it while I'm moving, I don't even know that it's there. But it's keeping track for me. And if for some reason I get distracted, you know, I think about, oh, what about that email? And I unlock the phone while I'm driving. The app's there to say, hey, keep your eyes on the road. So it operates really in the background.
We have an email here from Mike in Medford. Says, I can't count the number of times I've seen a police officer driving while looking at the laptop next to them. I'm not sure if I'm the only one who's seen this example. I'm sure I'm not the only one who has seen this example, says Mike in Medford. I've seen it myself, but there are exemptions for police officers in particular, aren't there, for using electronics while driving?
Yeah, there are, and they use these, I think they're called MRTs, or they're the way that they actually get dispatched on the road. The officers also need to be very careful. But, you know, I'll tell you this, they go through extensive specialized training to make sure that they are also able to drive defensively and without distraction, even while they have to interact with these mobile terminals. There is an exemption, but there's special training that goes along with it.
So while we talk about the incentives, you're competing essentially with a group of people. You choose the group of people you're competing with, I assume.
Yep, absolutely.
So then, what do you get besides bragging rights? I mean, are there some sort of tangible rewards that come from, aside from being alive when you're done with your driving?
Yeah, life is a really good reward. That's true. There are. And we're still working on this. We're developing the campaign as we go along. We're looking for businesses and organizations that want to come along and provide rewards. This month in September, the Lifesaver folks are donating four Amazon e-gift cards. And what we're doing is the top 10 scoring teams at the end of September, all their drivers will get put into a hat, so to speak, and then four names will be pulled out randomly, and they will win these e-gift cards. I can't announce yet what our October reward is, but it's more substantial than an e-gift card. And we're really looking for organizations that want to say, hey, I can do something. They can just contact me at ODOT, and I'll put them in touch with Lifesaver. They're kind of running the incentive part of this. But we would really love for that reward part, reward people for putting the phone down and putting the app on their phone. We think that's a really powerful incentive. It's just something not we as a government organization can do, but we have a private sector partner that can. And so I think the rewards are going to be out there. It's amazing the power of that incentive. Even if you know you're only getting put into a random drawing, that can really encourage people to join the campaign at drivehealthy.org.
Let's get another call in here from Chuck in Klamath Falls. Welcome to the Exchange with Tom Fuller from ODOT.
Yeah, hi. I appreciate the attempt to deal with it on a positive basis. But having been a volunteer ambulance and fire person in Eastern Oregon over here and in San Francisco and around, how do you get people to understand the horror and feeling and anguish at an accident that they have caused?
Mm-hmm.
And if they've killed somebody, that they're going to carry that with them forever.
All right. Thanks for that, Chuck. Appreciate it. Tom, is there any reference to that specifically in the materials you're putting out with Drive Healthy?
We are being realistic, and we're really taking this from any single angle that we can. And although our approach overall is positive, there is a significant negative impact to this. We produced a video during this last winter called 9 Lives in 9 Days. And we produced the video within 24 hours because we were seeing so many people get killed on Oregon highways, partly because people weren't paying attention. And that video got viewed by 3 million people. It really went viral. So people really do understand the negative impacts where, you know, a family, a physicist, you know, somebody that's a 24-year-old member of your community, they lose their life. The human impact is severe, and we actually have individuals that are helping us tell the stories of how they have personally been impacted severely by distracted driving. So we're planning on all kinds of things to create this movement. In conjunction with the Oregon State Police, we have a trailer where they can go around to schools and different events that shows the wrecked car of somebody who was driving on I-84, distracted, went into the other lane, crashed head-on, lost their life, and now have left their mother, you know, childless because of that. And so these are powerful messages. And yeah, I get it. We do need to tell the impact of distracted driving. We just felt like the positive part, getting people excited and encouraged and let's do something positive, will be a powerful incentive.
And it's all up and running now. People can download the app right now from either one of the major cell phone operating system suppliers.
Yep. Yep, the Play Store or Apple App Store. We have teams signing up every day. You have to have like 5 drivers on your team before you can show up on the leaderboard. So it's just growing, and we're growing this over the next year. And so we're encouraging people to go to drivehealthy.org, find a team, get your folks together, go on the website, invite them to download the app, put it on there, and then win.
All right, thanks, Tom Fuller from ODOT. Good to have you on the Exchange today.
Thank you.